Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. It says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." What a profound scripture that we find encouragement from. And time and again, if you read in the scriptures, it was the time where Jesus went away from the maddening crowd and took time off and rested in the presence of his Father. And he took his disciples off and rested in the presence of the Father and waited in his presence. And it's very important for us to understand that in rest and in quietness, the Lord calls us away from our daily chores of life and every challenge that we face from time to time. John Wesley, the flaming evangelist of the 18th century, once stated that Christians must learn to live with a slack rein. If that were true, then it is even more necessary in the hectic paced life that we live today. We all need times of relaxation, rest, and renewal. Even Christian workers can experience burnout while engaged in worthwhile activities for God. So resting in Jesus is an important development in our Christian maturity. It is something we must learn to practice daily, regardless of life's pressures and circumstances. It must be in the present tense, not a nostalgic memory from the past. Although this principle is easier stated than practiced, we must consciously learn to relax and enjoy God's presence, to allow God to absorb our inward worries and conflicts, to allow Him to energize us with His love and with His power. My dear brothers and sisters, the scripture encourages us in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 onwards. It says, "Therefore, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." My dear brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord calls us to. Calls us to rest, calls us to the heavy, burdened and wearied people, "Come to me and I will give you rest." That's what the Lord calls us in the book of Psalms 23. The Lord is our shepherd. He leads us beside the still waters and green pastures. That's what the Lord does for us. So today, find time to take some rest in the presence of God. Switch off your phones, switch off all the clutter and the clamor of the world, and then just sit in the presence of Jesus and relax in His presence. Let His Spirit minister unto you. And I promise you that you will be blessed abundantly. Amen. So take some time, determine to spend some time each day in refreshment and renewal of your body, your mind, and your spirit, and sing songs unto the Lord of worship, and God will honor you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created, added into our lives. We are so grateful to you. We are so honored to be called the children of the Most High God, and we know that you are a burden bearer. Lord, you are our Abba Father. You love us as your own dear children, oh Father. We are yours. We belong to you. And Father, we know that you care for us. You are concerned for our welfare. And we know that, Lord, you have got best in your mind concerning our, Lord, life and our lifestyle, and you desire to bless us with the best. And today I pray the best portion of your presence will be revealed unto your children today. And Father, that you will be alone glorified as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing of rest to be their portion, O Father, in the midst of the busy schedules, they will still be at peace with God, and the peace of God will govern their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. And you will receive the glory and the honor. Bless them, keep them from any and every appearance of evil. The ones who may be grappling with the sickness in their bodies, Lord, we rebuke, reject, resist every satanic attack and rebuke every infirm spirit. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. I thank you for your healing virtue that flows into each and every one of us this morning. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we all said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful, and a restful day in the presence of Yeshua the Messiah. God bless you and God be with you. Bye for now.